Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.
All right, Leonard Skinner, Simple Man. That can only mean one thing on this radio show, and that's all things Simple Man, self-proclaimed. Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. And, of course, his latest book, he just launched it last week, and that is Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity, another New York Times top bestseller. Mr. O'Reilly, sir, it's getting a little old saying you're a top bestseller, but anyway, congratulations.
Yeah, it doesn't get old to me, Hannity. You know what I mean?
I celebrate your success. I'm happy for you.
No, you're very generous. You know, when I talk to you, I'm going everywhere from Anchorage, Alaska to Key West. Mm-hmm. But in promoting Killing the Legends, I'm doing a lot of local radio as well, which I like. But it's an interesting sampling of what people are thinking. And we do some call-ins. And what I'm getting here is that the midterms, which I know is your number one priority on radio and television, going to go the Republicans' way. I mean, I don't know anybody happy. I don't know anybody other than the New York Times, Washington Post, and CNN, you know, the usuals, happy with the way the Biden administration is performing. Do you know, is there anybody out there that you know personally that thinks this is going well?
No, actually, everybody I know is actually in a state of panic, alert, worry, concern. I can use every adjective you can think of. They see the country's headed in the wrong direction. Everybody now sees that Joe's a cognitive mess. They're not even sure he's in charge. The policies are a disaster. Let me give you a quick rundown on this, because you're bringing up a great point and a theme of the show so far today. So Joe Biden has now been begging OPEC to increase the production of energy for a very long time. They have rejected his requests every time. He decides to get on his hands and knees and kiss the ring of MBS, who he said was the killer of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, and that Saudi Arabia was a pariah nation. They have now partnered with Vladimir Putin in Russia, and they are now controlling the price of the lifeblood of the world's economy, which is energy. Western Europe is going to have 300% minimum increase in heating their homes. They're looking at 30% or more of people's annual income going to heat their homes. Now OPEC is cutting 2 million barrels a day. And all of a sudden, Joe says, maybe we need to find, is there any place we might be able to drill here in the U.S. and make up the difference? That's one thing. And he's rated the strategic petroleum reserves now at a 40-year low, Bill. That is a danger to our national security. And
you have to look at this in a historical context, and you have the right guy on O'Reilly, because I am a historian slash journalist.
I appreciate your vote of confidence that I booked the right guest.
For you sometimes so that you know where I'm going here. So that Joe Biden comes into the office in January 2021. He's almost there for 2 years, right? He comes in as a diminished individual. If he weren't diminished, he would have been campaigning, but he didn't campaign. The Democratic Party ran against Donald Trump being evil, and they didn't need their candidate to be out there, so he wasn't. So the American people vote on emotion. And enough of them didn't like Trump so that Trump lost, even though Trump got more votes than any other Republican candidate in history. He still didn't get enough. So Biden then comes in a diminished state. It's not like he came in, hey, I got a lot of fresh ideas. I'm going to try to improve on what we have. No. He came in and he basically attacked the American fossil fuel industry. And I'm sure you would agree with that, right? That's a free.
He went to war against domestic energy production.
Right. That's what he did.
And he squandered the first time in 75 years Donald Trump achieved it. I think one of his biggest achievements, and that is making America energy independent and a net exporter.
Today, if Trump had been reelected, we would be our economy would be probably the highest level ever because we would be selling all of that energy to the rest of the world. Even if, you know, if Putin did what he did under Trump, I don't think he would have, but he might have. We would be now the main energy exporter on the planet. But let's get back to Biden. So Biden comes in, he does this. He doesn't think about, because he's not capable of it, the unintended consequences of what he does. And the unintended consequences in the past 19 months have been massive inflation and a very shaky economy. That's what this attack on the fossil fuel industry, driven by global warming theories, caused. Okay? And so in history, you look back and you say, is there any other president in our entire legacy who have had a worse first 2 years? There's one. Do you know who that is?
No idea. Who?
James Buchanan.
Yeah, that's a good guess.
Okay, he enabled the South to build up armaments and everything else to fight the Civil War, which they did as soon as Lincoln came in after Buchanan. Now, Herbert Hoover is a close second because Hoover did nothing in the Great Depression. Depression killed everybody in America, and Hoover sat there and did nothing. But Biden was worse than Hoover because Biden caused all the suffering we have today. He caused it.
Okay, now Bill, let me freeze frame this. He caused the problem at our borders. He caused the rise in energy prices, which contributed greatly to the 41-year high of inflation we have. Now, yesterday, the White House, you know, they go from blaming oil companies to Putin and then Americans for driving cars, and they kind of alternate between excuses, and they throw in a shot at Fox News every once in a while. Peter Ducey drilled in deep yesterday. I want you to hear this exchange.
You've said the president was responsible for gas prices coming down. Is the president responsible for gas prices going up?
So it's a lot more nuance than that, right? Peter, you know this. There have been global challenges that we have all have dealt with.
Okay, now this is the same woman that praised Joe when the price of oil was going down, but we went from nearly 700 million barrels of oil in our strategic petroleum reserve. Bill, we're now down to 350, and he's talking about releasing more in the lead up to the election. That is a national security danger, in my view.
We have national security problems all over the place, but this is the most important point I want to make on the Hannity program, with the exception of, I hope every one of your listeners buys Killing the Legends. They will be happy to do that. That's the most important point. Here's the second. None of this would be happening if we had an honest media. None of it. Because if you have a watchdog apparatus, which is why the founding fathers gave us special privileges, they're going to report, as you and I are discussing right now, the intensity of the problems President Biden has created himself. It's not Congress who did it, not any governors who did it, it's not Putin. Putin's created problems, but he didn't create the gas problems here. Okay? So if you had a press that said, look, American people, we may be Democrats and liberals, but we know this is a dangerous administration. This administration is hurting you directly. That couldn't happen. Then they would have to change. The Biden administration would have to change. But they're not going to change because the press enables them, just like James Buchanan.
But there's two things that happened today. After Joe begged and got on his knees and kissed the ass and kissed the ring of MBS, begged OPEC for an increase in production, they turn around and slap him on the side of his head and say, sorry, we're cutting production by 2 million barrels of oil. And of course, now OPEC is aligned with Russia in terms of the cartel aspect of the energy business. Now, all of a sudden, the breaking news, according to Bloomberg, that Biden has directed Energy Secretary Granholm, who's completely out of touch with reality, has no business in this job, to investigate additional responsible actions to increase domestic production. You see what's happening in Western Europe, Bill. They gave in to their climate alarmist cultist, and they ended up being fully dependent on Vladimir Putin. Putin has now turned off the spigot, and Europe is scrambling to bring back online mothballed energy grid production domestically, and they're going to have a hard time doing it before winter, Bill.
Well, I'll send them earmuffs. I don't feel sorry for them. I'm sorry.
I feel sorry for the, you know what, Bill? I feel sorry for the people. There may be people freezing to death this winter.
I mean, all right, fine.
You don't feel sorry for the government is what you mean.
Right.
I agree with that.
Because they're short-sighted, ridiculous ideologues who did what Biden did and bought into, we're going to have windmills do everything. Okay. But, you know, I want to get back to the midterm elections, which is just, I'm sitting here, I don't believe any of the polls, and I explain to my viewers and listeners on BillO'Reilly.com how the polls are corrupted, how easy it is to have independent voters, and you call Seattle and San Francisco. That's where you get your independent voters, okay? So, of course, you're going to get skewed left independent voters, and that'll show up in a polling. That's what these people do. They give their masters who pay them what their masters want. So don't believe the polling. But there is a strain in this country of regular folks, working folks, who will not vote against the Democratic Party. No matter how bad it gets, no matter how much they suffer, these people will still go out and pull the lever for the Democratic candidate. I'm not a party guy. But unless you are an independent Democrat, and how many are there? Four? They're all captured by the progressives. You can't vote for the Democratic Party on November 8th. You're voting to hurt yourself.
You're basically voting for AOC because the squad runs the agenda, and that's a danger to everybody. All right, quick break. More with Simple Man, Bill O'Reilly on the other side, 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program as we roll along. We're headed towards the holidays, eventually, first the midterm elections, of course. And when you want to relax, what better place than to escape in your very own backyard? Now, our friends at Master Spas, they're wonderful people. They can turn almost any size backyard into an oasis with their Michael Phelps Swim Spa. Linda loves her. It's a premier year-round workout solution designed by the greatest Olympian swimmer of all time. And the Michael Phelps Swim Spa combines the benefits of a pool and a hot tub, allowing you to exercise on one end and recover with incredible and powerful hydrotherapy jets on the other. Linda uses it all year round. Even when it's freezing outside, it's warm inside your Master Spa, Michael Phelps Swim Spa.
Yep, every day we go in it. Any day we want, we can go in it. Rain, snow, doesn't matter. It's always working, and it's always the perfect thing to unwind.
And they're energy efficient, backed by American-made manufacturing. So important. I have a special offer for you. Go to masterspas.com. Enter the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com. And promo code Hannity for up to $1,000 off your Master Spa, the only hot tub swim spa brand I trust. MasterSpas.com. Or with Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly, BillO'Reilly.com. His book just released, Killing the Legends and the Lethal Danger of Celebrity, a top seller already. You're not a partisan, but these are simple, basic things, Bill. I'm a conservative because I believe in liberty, freedom, our constitution, capitalism, less government, lower taxes, secure borders, energy independence, law and order, so people can safely pursue happiness. I want an educational system that teaches reading, writing, math, science, history, and computers. And it's not complicated where I'm coming from, Bill O'Reilly. It's actually, I'm a simple man like you.
Well, and you may be even more simple than I am, and I did not know that was possible. But again,
but that's all, you know what I just explained to you? Common sense.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes, but you have to motivate. If people listening to us from Anchorage to Key West, you can go out and have discussions and don't get nasty. Don't be condescending. Don't do that. But you can have discussions with your Democrat friends, your liberal friends, and go, do you not understand what's happening now in history in America? You know, it's not Trump didn't do it. Putin didn't do it. None of this stuff. It's the president we have cannot run the country. He can't do it. And all of the things that are befallen us are directly tied back to him. So please just think about that when you go to vote in November.
I don't think Biden is going to be on the ticket in 2024. We only have about 20 seconds. I predict it's going to be Gavin Newsom. Am I right?
I hope it's Gavin, because then he'll lose. I mean, nobody's going to vote for Gavin Newsom outside of the crazy left precincts. Once they get waxed in November, you're going to see a diminishment of the progressive movement. You know, we're in the middle of a culture war, and I got to plug the stupid book, but that's why I wrote Killing the Legends, because the three guys on the cover aren't...
By the way, it's not a stupid book. I couldn't put it down.
Well,
I mean, Elvis
nice
Presley, you got John Lennon, you got Muhammad Ali, and fame is deadly. I mean, you lay it out in great detail. It's sad, these stories.
And even more personal, these three men altered the culture to what we have today. The sex, drugs, and rock and roll culture is in place today. The attack on traditional values is in place today. And it all came from two entertainers and an athlete. And that's what people are amazed about. It's a history book. It's not People Magazine. But anyway...
real quick, we're running out of time.
I just want people to vote their self-interest in November. And I'm done.
Well said, Mr. O'Reilly. All things Bill O'Reilly, simple man at BillO'Reilly.com. The book is now another bestseller, Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. Bill O'Reilly, thanks for being with us. Quick break, right back.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice, and right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Don't let this chaotic world get in the way of your goals. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. All right, Father's Day, graduation season right around the corner. And if you're looking for a really great, unique gift, you got to check out the personalized receiver covers from my friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they're available for Henry's Golden Boy and Golden Boy Silver rifles, which come in three calibers, 22 LR, 22 Magnum, and 17 HMR. Just go to henryusa.com and type in personalized in your search box. Well, there you're going to find a link to the product page with step-by-step instructions. They can engrave any message that you want, up to 20 words, and the process is easy, it's simple, it's affordable, and it doesn't require a gunsmith. Check out Henry's personalized receiver covers if you're looking for a great gift for dads or grads. Make sure you get their free catalog. They mail it with free decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com. You get the free catalog, free decals. They have 200 rifles, shotguns, revolvers to choose from, and you're going to love this company. I know I do.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, visit HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. All right, Father's Day, graduation season right around the corner. And if you're looking for a really great, unique gift, you got to check out the personalized receiver covers from my friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they're available for Henry's Golden Boy and Golden Boy Silver rifles, which come in three calibers, 22 LR, 22 Magnum, and 17 HMR. Just go to henryusa.com and type in personalized in your search box. Well, there you're going to find a link to the product page with step-by-step instructions. They can engrave any message that you want, up to 20 words, and the process is easy, it's simple, it's affordable, and it doesn't require a gunsmith. Check out Henry's personalized receiver covers if you're looking for a great gift for dads or grads. Make sure you get their free catalog. They mail it with free decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com. You get the free catalog, free decals. They have 200 rifles, shotguns, revolvers to choose from, and you're going to love this company. I know I do.
All right, glad you're with us. 25 now to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. So I've admitted to a mistake. I can kick myself for not paying more attention to the New Jersey gubernatorial race last year. We were watching very closely because the polls showed that Glenn Youngkin was in contention to win the purple state, blue state of Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia. He won it handily. And while we did have the Republican candidate in New Jersey on that was taking on Murphy, had I known it was that close, I would have given it a lot more attention. And everybody was kind of caught off guard on this. And I'm not going to allow that to happen. And that's why we're putting on people like Joe O'Dea in Colorado, because hopefully he could beat Michael Bennett. Got a great candidate, Tiffany Smiley, going up against Patty Murray. That's another one we're going to add to our list. And it was one of the, it's the first primary during presidential election season. You have the Iowa caucuses, then you go to New Hampshire, and they have the first primary for presidential elections, but they have one of the last primaries in terms of picking candidates, in this case for the U.S. Senate. The winner in the Live Free or Die state happens to be well-known to this audience, and that's General Don Bolduc is with us, and there's a huge opportunity here for Republicans for a potential pickup that nobody was paying attention to. We're paying attention to it. Here's General Bolduc's recent ad.
He served 10 tours in Afghanistan hunting terrorists on horseback. Now Don Bolduc is on a new mission.
This isn't about political party. This is about Granite State.
5 Bronze Stars, 10 combat tours, the guts to fight Washington's runaway inflation.
We don't need career politicians that operate off of money, a special interest, self-interest, and lobbyists. We need people with a heart.
A true American hero.
I'm Don Bolduc, and I approve this message.
General Bolduc, welcome back to the program. It is within the margin of error. You have a real shot at an upset in the great state of New Hampshire. Although I love the people in New Hampshire because they're fiercely independent. And that's why Governor Sununu is going to win with an overwhelming margin. Now that he supported you, I would imagine you can overtake Maggie Hassan in this race and ultimately win this race. I really believe that's a possibility.
Well, Sean, thank you very much for having me on today. I really appreciate it, and my best to all your listeners. And yes, the party has unified really well. We've come together. We've coalesced. We have a strong, candidates. As you mentioned, Governor Sununu, myself in the Senate race, Caroline Leavitt in the 1st Congressional District, and Bob Burns in the 2nd. We all stand to win and to do something unprecedented in the last 10 elections, and that is put Republicans in the United States Senate and in the United States House of Representatives. And, this is a really big deal.
So you graduated as distinguished military grad, received a commission as second lieutenant in the U.S. Army. That began a 33-year career, a heroic career as an Army Special Forces individual. You did 10 tours of duty. That's a lot.
Yes, sir. I started my service 11 days out of high school as a private sergeant, lieutenant, had the honor of serving as a general officer, did 10 tours. And that's really my call to serve right now. Our country, as you know, is hurting economically. We're hurting fiscally. Open borders, high crime, the opioid crisis, you name it. Every aspect is going poorly right now, thanks to Senator Hassan's support to all of President Biden's failed policies. And so this is really a critical time, and I meet Granite Staters every single day. I've done more campaign events in 36 hours than Senator Hassan has done in 36 weeks. You can't find her up here. She's nowhere to be found, and she's focusing on things that, Granite Staters are not really focused on. They're focused on eating and heating. They're focused on their savings. They're focused on high interest rates, high rents, mortgages, health care. They're focused on how they're going to heat their homes. Our retirees are coming out of retirement to get jobs. She's spending money, $5.2 trillion since March to August. It's terrible. The fentanyl up here is exponentially bad. I've talked to sheriffs and police chiefs all over the state. And I visited every town and city in this state campaigning over the last 2 years. She hasn't even come close to touching that. She's out of touch. She's a Washington senator, not a New Hampshire senator, and it's time for her to go.
She's basically a rubber stamper, Schumer, Biden and the climate alarmist cult. And you're right. This is very common. This is now a theme in pretty much every senatorial and gubernatorial race. Democrats are hiding in their basement bunkers. They're getting untold amounts of money. Tens of millions of dollars are being dumped on every Republican candidate with smear ads. I know it's been happening to you in New Hampshire. I hope the people in New Hampshire know that money's not coming from New Hampshire. It's coming from outside groups, Hollywood, etc. I want people to also know about your career. I mean, you received 2 awards for valor, 5 Bronze Star medals, 2 Purple Hearts. You were one of the few survivors of both a helicopter crash and a 2,000-pound bomb that inadvertently targeted your position. It was friendly fire. You'd been awarded the Defense Service Medal, the Defense Superior Service Medal, the Legion of Merit, Army Commendation Medal, with Valor Device, and so many other numerous awards from our allies. I mean, your career is beyond inspiring, and you're really focused in on all the right things here. I hear you talking about New Hampshire's going to get clobbered with heating bills this year. They're going to get clobbered, and yet your opponent, Maggie Hassan, has literally been missing in action and a rubber stamp for what caused all of this. Open borders, she's part of the problem. Inflation, 41-year high, she's part of the problem. Record high gas prices, she's a big part of the problem. Lack of law and order and safety security, she's part of the problem. Failing schools, she's part of the problem. And they all, you know, vote in lockstep. And I bet she's ducking and dodging and not wanting to debate you. Is that true?
That's correct. I've signed up for 7 debates here. You know, she's very silent on concurring with those debates. And they're all debates that, you know, were done during the primaries, and they were done, by radio media, which is hugely important here, television as well. And so it would really give Granite Staters a great opportunity to get a sense of.
She's not agreed to a single debate, General?
No, we have a debate that popped up for the 12th of October, Chamber of Commerce in Nashua. So that looks like I will be facing her on the 12th of October, and I am looking so much forward to that. But the other 7. The critical ones that are always done in this state, WMUR, New England College, Jack Heath, Chris Ryan, the Mount Washington debates, nowhere to be found. I will show up to these debates, and if she's not there, well, we're just going to continue to move forward.
I heard you got the endorsement of Governor Sununu. That's a big endorsement.
Yeah, that's a big endorsement, and I'm grateful to have that. Like I said, I think our Republican ticket is very, very strong, and our unifying around that ticket by all Republicans, one, is hugely important. 2, it's happening. And really, Sean, it is a big worry and a big threat to the Democrats that all their efforts to, to spend, $30 million to undermine us and tell lies about us on their ads is not working. And to your point, Granite Staters are waking up to this more and more. And, you know, over the next 34 days, we're going to continue to hit it hard. We're going to outwork her. We're going to keep her in that bunker. I hope she has water and food. We have a great strategy. It's going to be hard for her to come out of that bunker. And she just doesn't have a record that she can stand up on and defend. I would not want to be her in front of some of these moms and dads and retirees and others who are going into a really, really tough winter. Natural gas not coming to New England like it has in the past. Usually we get 18 billion cubic feet. Now we're only going to get 2 billion, so expect natural gas to go up.
I heard prices may go up as much as 200%. Is that true?
That is correct, sir. That's absolutely correct. And it's her...
By the way, I've been in New Hampshire in the winter. No offense. It's not the best place to be. It's freezing cold.
It is freezing cold. And, I worry about our seniors. My wife and I, during COVID, volunteered to deliver Meals on Wheels. And I know firsthand something she does not, because she has never done that. We volunteered for a year and a half to deliver Meals on Wheels, and we saw the suffering of many Granite Staters, our seniors, and many others that require that food, that require heating, and they're not going to get that this winter because of her poor decisions. That's unconscionable, and she needs to be held accountable for it.
All right, quick break. We'll come back more with General Bolduc. Now, within the margin of error, a three-point race in the Live Free or Die state of New Hampshire. We'll hear more about his plans to take this seat, what he'll do if he's elected senator. On the other side, we'll get to your calls coming up, and Nikki Haley as well, 800-941-SHAWN, our number. Our friends at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, their promise is simple, to do good, never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes, all they've done for us. Heroes like Mario Nelson. Now, after 9/11, Mario Nelson, he helped with the recovery efforts at Ground Zero. That experience motivated him to enlist in the U.S. Army. He was deployed to Iraq and was 2 months from coming home, and he was killed in action at the age of 26, leaving behind a wife and a young daughter. And thanks to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and your generosity, his wife and daughter received a mortgage-free home, and your kindness, your generosity made that possible, brought them financial stability and peace of mind when they needed it the most. Now, for some families, the foundation brings the comfort of knowing they can stay in the home where they made memories with their fallen loved ones. For other families, the foundation enables new memories to be cherished forever. But it can't happen without our help. They're asking all of us, and everyone here on the Hannity Show is involved, to donate $11 a month. Go to their website, Tunnel to Towers Foundation, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. All right, we continue with General Don Bolduc. He is now within the margin of error. It's a three-point race for the Senate in the great state, Live Free or Die state of New Hampshire. And I think he has a great chance to actually win this seat. And that was not one that was on a lot of people's radar for most of the summer. This is a tight race. This is a winnable race. Well, we're really supporting your campaign. How are you doing financially? And do you know where the tens of millions of dollars that Democrats are pouring into the Live Free or Die state? By the way, that would be a great title for a book. But anyway, do you know where the money for Maggie Hassan is coming from? Because it's not coming from New Hampshire. I know that much.
No, it's not coming from New Hampshire, and it's coming from, you know, the big pharma, you know, corporations, big energy, big med, big education, all of these that, you know, that use career politicians to do their bidding at the expense of the people they're supposed to serve, lobbyists, big corporations. You know, all these folks are giving her money. And don't forget Soros and the rest of them, you know, Planned Parenthood, many, many other groups, Emily's List, that are coming on board to give her millions of dollars to, you know, essentially put out lies and follow her strategy of lying and hiding from Granite Staters. That's where it's coming from. It hasn't had the effect that I think that they want, because she's underwater. She's below 50%. We're right on her heels. So our fundraising has increased significantly. We can always use more. You know, just go to DonBaldock.com, and you can help me out there. I realize we're in tough economic times, and I'm very sensitive to that. But at the same time, you know, we need the money in order to...
We can't afford to lose the Senate and keep paying high gas prices and have record high inflation and having open borders and having people in New Hampshire paying the price they're paying for natural gas when we have an abundance of it. We have hundreds of years worth of supply available. It should be cheap energy this year. You know, it will be sticker shock, and you can blame directly, you know, people like Maggie Hassan, and you can blame Joe Biden, and you can blame Kamala Harris, and you can blame the climate alarmist cult, and you're going to go there, and you're going to go to Washington, and like your entire military career, all 33 plus years of it, and you're going to fight for the people of New Hampshire, get these prices lowered, fix inflation, become energy independent again, control our borders, all the things she's not doing. you know, end the fentanyl opioid crisis by controlling our borders. You know, all of this is impacting a state like New Hampshire in a massive way. I feel sorry for the state of New Hampshire. All of this could be fixed and solved and resolved quickly. We need to go back to policies that work. And anyway, we really support your candidacy. We've known you for a long time. We wish you the best. And I hope people will give you a lot of support. We appreciate you being on, General. We're going to continue to have you on regularly.
Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless your listeners. And, you know, that closing you just gave was spot on, and I really appreciate it. We need everybody's help, so thank you.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans Programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website. The letter T, the number two, the letter T.org, the letter T, number two, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you're looking for a firearm for home defense or something for shooting sports or hunting, you can't do better than a rifle or a shotgun from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they have more than 200 models that you can choose from in a wide variety of calibers and finishes, all made in America and the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen. Henry's are reliable, they're affordable, and they're backed with their lifetime satisfaction guarantee. Just visit henryusa.com. You get to order their free catalog with free decals, and you're going to love this company.